You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date in 1822, the 19th President of the United States, Rutherford B. Hayes, was born in Delaware, Ohio. Truth be told, I don't actually know that much about Rutherford B. Hayes. I know that he won his election by just one Electoral College vote, but beyond that, I was kind of at a loss when I decided to pick him for a history segment this morning, so it was an experience in learning for me. So I have been doing some research on our 19th president, and I thought I might share some of the interesting facts that I've learned about Rutherford B. Hayes. The first thing that I learned was that he was a Civil War veteran, and more than just being a veteran, he was actually wounded multiple times during the Civil War. We had 7 U.S. presidents that served in the Civil War, and Rutherford B. Hayes was the only one who was wounded in action. Hayes was actually nearly 40 years old when the Civil War started up. He had spent his life up to that point as a lawyer. He was personally and politically opposed to slavery, and when the attack on Fort Sumter occurred in 1861, he actually joined the Burnett Rifles, a volunteer home company, and was named a major in the 23rd Ohio Volunteer Infantry. This unit also included a fellow future president, William McKinley, who noted that Hayes' demeanor would change markedly in battle, from sunny and agreeable, the kind of generous gentleman that you want to have a drink with, but once the battle was on, it became intense and ferocious. Over the course of the Civil War, Hayes suffered the following injuries. He got a wounded knee in Parisburg in 1862, a gunshot wound in the left arm during the Battle of South Mountain in 1862. He was hit from a spent musket ball and having his horse shot out from under him at the Second Battle of Kernstown in 1864, and he got a severe ankle injury when another of his horses was shot at the Battle of Cedar Creek in 1864. In that final incident, Hayes then weathered a shot from a spent musket ball upon mounting a second horse, leading his men to assume he'd been killed. His death was erroneously reported in the press, and Cedar Creek was his final battle. Now, obviously, he did go on to become president, and once he was president, he did have a couple of unusual features within his presidency. First of all, his election was one of the tightest and most hostile in history. It's actually a very interesting and storied read, but long story short, he actually lost the popular vote, but won the Electoral College vote, but only by 1 point. It was 185 to 184. For Hayes to take the victory in the White House. He was also actually unique among presidents at the time. He and the First Lady were actually unusually well educated for presidents. Although a number of previous presidents had been lawyers, Hayes was the first to actually graduate from law school. His wife, Lucy Webb Hayes, was also the First Lady to be a college graduate. She received a degree in the liberal arts in 1850 at the age of 18. During his presidency, Rutherford B. Hayes was actually a president of firsts. Hayes saw a number of innovations come to Washington and participated in several firsts. Hayes was the first and only president elected by a congressional commission, and because of the disputed election results and the fact that Inaugural Day fell on a Sunday, Hayes became the first president to take the oath of office at the White House. He took a public oath a few days later. Hayes was the first president to have a telephone and a typewriter in the White House, and he also began the tradition of the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn, which has been run on Monday after Easter since 1878. He was also the first president to visit the West Coast and the first one to take a trip past the Rockies during their time in office. Hayes actually signed legislation that allowed women to argue before the Supreme Court. Beforehand, the Supreme Court had a law stating that none but men are permitted to practice before us as attorneys and counselors, but after a Washington, D.C. attorney, Belva Lockwood, drafted legislation that would relieve certain legal disabilities of women, Hayes signed an act that allowed her to be admitted to the Supreme Court bar. Lockwood would go on to have a quite prestigious Supreme Court career, arguing Kaiser versus Stickney and later United States versus the Cherokee Nation before the Supreme Court. And as a final little fun fact about Rutherford B. Hayes, he actually eliminated drinking at the White House. Even though his wife was a lifelong drinker who was actually nicknamed Lemonade Lucy after her death, it was Hayes himself who initiated a ban on beer, wine, and liquor at the White House residence. Hayes would have the occasional drink before he moved into the White House, but the ban was an attempt to curry political favor with the anti-alcohol prohibitionist and maintain the dignity of the White House. Even then, there were certain exceptions. The White House served wine when the adult sons of Tsar Alexander II visited, but even then, the first couple did not drink any alcohol themselves. Well, thank you for joining me for this little history segment about Rutherford B. Hayes. Remember, if you like these, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the community tab and go down to On Demand. There you can find a history segment. We've done everything from the Marquis de Lafayette all the way down to the Korean War. You are listening to the Mighty 690.